Dr. Kent Wilkinson serves as one of the many professors at Texas Tech's College of Media and Communication, but he's also the director of the Thomas J. Harris Institute for Hispanic and International Communication. Wilkinson recently sat down with me and talked about the difference in representation when it comes to Hispanics in media, including television, music, and movies. Wilkinson said one of the biggest issues in Hispanic representation in the media is stereotypes. He mentioned studios often use stereotypes for any race or any ethnicity to make things simpler for the viewer.
Well, I mean, that's part of the entertainment media. You know, they deal in stereotypes because there's what we call a narrative economy in it. If somebody conforms, if a character in some kind of a show conforms with expectations about that ethnic group or racial group or gender or whatever, then you don't have to do a lot of explaining. So it's like, oh, you know, he speaks with a accented English with, you know, a Spanish accent. Oh, well, he must be Latino, right? Whereas if a person looks Latino and they speak like, you know, the Queen's English or something, then you have to do all this explanation. Why is it they have a British accent? And, you know, how is it they sound like that? I would expect to hear that from, you know, some more thin, blonde-haired Anglo person or whatever. So that's part of it. But, you know, I think also a lot of the productions now are more, I don't want to say conscientious about it, but they're more attuned to identity issues and some of the complexities of that, so that you see it actually being challenged a bit with, you know, Modern Family. It's not like Sofia Vergara's character is always falling into the hot Latina. You know, there are some, you know, elements in the narrative that sort of challenge that reading.
Wilkinson says stereotypes are a big problem, but that the bigger issue is the fact that Latinos are often just not represented at all when it comes to media. However, he mentions that he's seen these rises and these downfalls when it comes to Latino representation throughout the years and expects to see one in the near future.
You know, one of the main issues with Hispanic Latino is the low percentage of people who appear in movies and television in particular. And that's something that advocacy groups like the National Hispanic Media Coalition and Nosotros, which is actually an industry group, and some others have been pointing out for a long time. And, you know, a lot of people, I think, would have expected those percentages of Hispanic Latino characters and, you know, like primetime television to have increased by now, because the population has been steadily increasing, right? Not only in brute numbers, but in terms of the percentage of the population. And, you know, after the sort of Latin boom of the late 90s, early 2000s, where, you know, particularly in music, there was this emphasis on Latinos, you know, Ricky Martin and J-Lo and Shakira and Marc Anthony. There was sort of a concentration at that time, Christina Aguilera, of, you know, well-known sort of popular Latins. And there was some discussion at that time of, okay, now we've reached that threshold. But again, it's a cycle and it kind of dips down. And we'll probably see another in the future, you know, not right now, because of, I think, the close association between the immigration issue and Latinidad. But I think in the future there will be another sort of upswing and sort of recognition and popularity of Latino culture in the mainstream.
Christy Martinez Garcia is the founder of Latino Lubbock Magazine, a monthly issue that represents the Latino community and surrounding communities in Lubbock. Garcia agreed with what Wilkinson said about the lack of representation, and the numbers also prove that. From 2012 to 2013, 17.7% of Latino movie characters and 24% of TV characters were linked to a crime, a large increase from 1996, where only 6% of TV characters were somehow involved with a crime. Additionally, 69% of maids in the media since 1996 were and are Latino.
On a nationwide scale, we need to be, when we don't like that we don't see people in commercials that look like us, it's always, you know, white and black. I mean, not that some of us don't look white or black, but we need to make sure that they also look like the majority of folks.